Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Panic, ladies and gentlemen. Panic gripping the United States today as it is officially now tax day.
Oh, no!
Tax day. It's midnight tonight, right? If you don't have them done by midnight tonight. And I like when they said, now you can file an extension, but you do have to pay your taxes today. So does that mean like you can get your paperwork in, but you have to send them a check? I don't know what's
going on. Yeah, you would, if you ever, the man who knows extensions is talking into the mic right now.
Yes, go ahead. Tell us about the extension.
You should identify yourself.
In the past, Oscar Santana.
He's my favorite.
Not just late to the studio, late to pay. No. You technically can't be late to pay your taxes because you have to pay what you owe. So you give an estimate of what you owe. You actually end up overpaying so you don't get any penalties.
So you have to pay today.
You pay today. You can file up to November if you get an extension.
But you don't want to come up short. Otherwise, there'll be a penalty.
Penalty.
No, yes. I read in the paper today that if you cheat on your taxes, they will kill you.
Have you ever been late on your taxes, Rob Spiewak?
Never. Never.
Okay. Who does them?
Carrie. Takes care of all things financial. And I provide something more important than financial security.
What do you provide?
Joy.
Joy. Yeah, there you go.
Which after 21 years is wearing a little thin. But trust me, at the front of the marriage, she loved it.
He front-loaded his joy.
I front-loaded my marriage.
So if you were to swear beyond a shadow of a doubt that your taxes have been filed.
Oh, I saw her do it.
Would you? You saw her like put
last
it in the
night,
mailbox?
Last night, we TurboTaxed it. So we did it online.
Oh, you can do it at home, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I know that. I mean, with all the programs they have now, and some people have accountants that actually use TurboTax. So
that must make them feel so good.
That pain probably, I've seen that happen in the past where you're like, are you just doing what I could have done?
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Mm-hmm.
But if you have complex returns, Mike, there's no way you get them right. I've seen everybody do their own complex returns, and then 5 years, they're like, I just got audited.
Yeah, the 1040, not so easy, right?
I don't know if I'm proud to say this or not, but for the bulk of my adult life, I've hardly known even where to sign.
I bet.
On a document. I've received, and for the most of my career, I received paperwork that showed me a sticker that said signature.
Oh, the little arrow?
Tape.
Yeah, I love those. They're sweet.
They would that's what I would get because I'm such and now I don't get that because we do a lot of this electronic back and forth and you can't put the idiot sign where it is. So I have to triple check and double check. And I said, I'm not the preparer, but I am the president of the company. Let me sign here, I think.
Did your arrow
double
say,
check and check? I'm such an idiot.
Back in the day, it was a yellow like post-it arrow and it said, sign here, idiot.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And by the way, if I did taxes, it would look like that scene out of Dave. It would look like that scene out of Dave where they're in the White House together and they're eating bratwurst and they're filing taxes with Charles Grodin and Kevin Kline.
Great,
that's what it would
pull.
Be.
Yeah.
I remember now.
Yeah. I love bratwurst. Yeah, we get anything we want. I'm the president of the United States, even though the real president's like in a coma in the basement.
Mike, you did a wonderful, just a three-word impression of Grodin there.
Mm-hmm.
I love bratwurst. You had him on several times on the old show, right?
Grodin was a very funny man. Very, very.
But unhappy, right?
You know, with celebrity deaths this week, you don't know whether to say was or is with the.
He's an is.
He's still around, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's still around.
He had an arc on Louis.
Ah.
Yeah, he was a neighbor in Louis's apartment.
Who was?
Grodin.
Grodin?
But so old, almost not recognizable.
But in his day, a great talk show guest.
One of the best. One of the best.
One of the all-time best. But that's not why we're talking about taxes. We are talking about taxes because with the pain, even 2 days late on April 17th, with this being the last day that you can file your taxes without getting an extension, there are retailers, there are food purveyors out there in the heartland that are taking a little pain away from you because they care about you. Well, you can say it's a marketing opportunity.
Yes.
Or you can say they're exploiting the situation, which is
I think they're giving back.
Trite and jive away to do it. The same thing with radio stations,
jive
with donuts
turkey.
And coffee. Mm-hmm. And by the way, do you hear any? I don't think they're doing that much anymore.
No more Anderson.
No. Frank Herzog is making pancakes at the McLean post office, but that's it.
I'm kidding. No way.
Shit.
You're kidding.
He's just doing shit.
I understand. I understand this. This is going. All right. So what do we have today?
Mike, I hold in my hand everywhere you can get free and super cheap food for tax day.
Public service.
Free
and like
super cheap food for tax day.
All of these worth your while, I promise. All for right, example, should you go to Hardee's? Hardee's, mm-hmm. Which is a fast food store, on today.
Isn't Hardee's Carl's Jr. too?
I believe
they
it's
both
like
married.
They're together. Like the West Coast, the West Coast, East Coast.
Yeah. Okay, so I cannot back this up for Carl's Jr., but I know that Hardee's will give you a free sausage biscuit from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with the passphrase "made from scratch." So you have to go in there and say "made from scratch," and you get a
what
free
are they
going to
give you at Hardee's?
A free sausage biscuit.
Oh, a sausage biscuit. Mm. Does it have egg on it,
Mike? A free sausage biscuit.
It does not have egg on it.
No, I believe the egg would
What's
be an upcharge.
What's the point? I mean, really, just biscuit and sausage? That's like a hamburger.
Yeah, but
put
with
some
spice.
Egg on it. Make it breakfast food.
Well, I don't know. I think sausage it makes
well,
it
I
breakfast
think the
food.
Offer sucks.
All right.
That's my
opinion. Oh, so is that going to be the game? You're going to pass a judgment on each offer, whether it's
well,
good or bad?
Well, I think that offer is, you know, hey, we're going to pretend we're good guys, and we're going to give you a sausage biscuit. And the sausage biscuit, look, I'm somebody, if I want a breakfast biscuit, you better put something from a hen on it. I don't want just the meat and the biscuit. That's a
dry.
Burger.
You know what? We
it's,
so
and,
rarely.
And Pony pointed out it's too dry.
Yeah, you need
and
egg
turn
or
Pony,
cheese.
Turn Pony's microphone up a little bit it's so just, I can hear him.
It's really, really the first time I think we've ever used the word hen on this show.
I want something from a hen.
Something
on
from
my
a hen.
Business.
Yeah. Okay.
By the way, the other day when we were taking the little guy to T-ball, and you know, Carla, we swing by the Mickey D's,
yeah.
and Carla gets the egg white delight, and I get the
egg that's McMuffin, a category, isn't it?
And I asked Carla if I could have the bagel, the bacon egg and cheese bagel,
and she
says, look, and now she's able to point at the little counter or the little screen that shows the calories that are in the and the bacon egg, of course, the one foodstuff that I like more than any other breakfast sandwich that they offer is, of course, the Mac Daddy of calories.
Yeah,
the fattest one that
how
I
how many
can. The it's like a lot like, and they say that a lot. Damone.
I think the problem with their bagel
look
sandwiches
it up. Look up the calories look up the
okay.
calories
on it. I can do that.
A bacon egg and cheese bagel.
Got don't it. They
at
put
McDonald's.
Sauce on it? I think that must be a
yeah,
source of a lot of calories.
Yeah, that's the thing you get.
A lot of
you
sauce.
You don't normally get that.
The hold the sauce. It
yeah, it's the sauce.
It's too. The there is a beautiful Sonny Jurgensen reduction sauce.
The Egg McMuffin, quite simply, is a very simple product. But
yeah.
Anyway.
I'm here.
I'm a McGriddle guy.
I found it.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, it only takes, yes.
2,300 calories.
What?
No. No. No, not 2,300.
If you like it, Mike, just get it.
Yeah.
No, 23. It doesn't have 2,300 calories.
I'm just messing with you. I'm on the McDonald's site.
Ah.
All right.
And? Was that not that?
You think they make it? 550.
Okay.
Was it 550?
We can probably get it under five if you hold the sauce.
God, I'd like one right now.
550 isn't horrible. I thought you were going to get like a 1,000 calorie plus breakfast sandwich.
Hey, why don't you send the missus out for one?
Wait, I think you're wrong about 550.
No.
I think you're wrong about because...
It says here it's got 25 grams of fat, 54 grams of total carbs, and 26 grams of protein.
How much is an Egg-a-Muffin? If the bacon, egg, and cheese bagel is how much is an Egg-a-Muffin?
That would be the knockoff.
I have to change
it like
the menu.
By the way, I think that's a Fire Sign Theater bit. That's a Egg-a-Muffin.
I think you might be right.
The Egg-a-Muffin nutrition information is propagating. Here we go. And let's
Chuck
take guesses.
Make it hard.
Let's take guesses.
I would say 300 flat.
300 flat. Okay, Mike?
Yeah, right about the same thing.
Egg and muffin is 300 flat.
Was I exactly right?
Yes.
Wow. Because
right.
Remember when you were doing
200 more calories.
250. And, 250
yeah.
more.
Yeah.
Hold on. Oh, God. Here she comes.
Hey, look
listen.
Who it is.
Hey, listen.
She looks, she's
take,
a knockout.
Don't let him fool you. He doesn't get one. He gets two.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so it
monster.
Is in the thousands.
That's 1,100 calories. Do you care about your family? Do you want to live longer? What's the story, man?
Have fun at lunch today. Enjoy, princess. I'll be picking up my son. just like I took him to school and then went to work.
It's Enjoy nice. Mike, isn't it nice when Madam Queen stops by?
Madam Queen.
She's just trying to Madam save Queen. You, Mike. She's just trying to save you.
I understand that. I understand. So so it's 600 or, well, what if I, see, now I know why.
550 why? Is 1,100.
When I said 550, it would be 1,100 calories if I had two.
Two.
And by the way, it's a, you know, for me, for a man of my carriage, two bacon, egg, and cheese bagels. Perfectly legitimate breakfast.
Of course.
I'm you with get you. Hash way, browns or is it just a sandwich?
Salute to my good friend, Trip Affleck, who was kind enough to post a picture of his full plate of four egg breakfast.
Mm.
Four eggs, Trip. Yeah. I salute you.
And they all might, they all came from a hen.
A hen. Yes. What else do we have?
An overrated establishment. I have never liked Potbelly. Have you ever been to a Potbelly sandwich shop?
Oh, I love Potbelly.
I don't know if do. I have or not. You I'm not sure. This, I if think I have, we, it wasn't
Mike,
memorable.
I think we have together where we got a skinny
went
sandwich.
To Potbelly?
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. A skinny sandwich. That sounds
good. Is it down like if you went out of our building and you went past the drugstore, would it be up on the right?
We went in Manassas together.
We went in Manassas together? I thought that was Panera that we went to.
Oh, we've been to Panera. That's a nice Panera you have, but we've gone to Potbelly, you and I, when really? I told you, like, oh, new sandwich shop? And I'm like, yeah. And you went there and you hated it.
Because really? You know what I think of Potbelly? I think of small sandwiches on very hard bread. Hard,
okay,
and or hard, or as they
small
call them in the business.
Portions.
Rob's formulating this opinion based on no facts whatsoever.
Mike, if you want to know what the industry calls hard bread, artisanal.
Do you know
would
where,
you like to enjoy an artisanal bread and crack your tooth?
Can I throw this in here in Southwest Florida? I usually say West South, but I'll say Southwest Florida. Do you know where people get their subs? The best place to get their subs? The grocery store, Publix.
Really?
Yes.
Are they made to order?
Subs. They're made to order.
Wow. Yeah. I love
and
them.
And depending on the individual behind the counter, you can you know be there for like 7 minutes to get your sandwich, or you can be there for 4 days.
But the problem is...
Let us.
If anyway, you go to Publix, you have to pay. Us. But if you go to Potbelly today, just sign up for the Sandwich Shops app and you'll be awarded a free sandwich to the first 75,000 people. So they're going to cut it off after 75,000 sandwiches.
Per store?
No, I think overall.
Or nationwide.
Nationwide.
No, that's like a ripoff radio contest.
It is.
That is such a complete and total. And I bet they tell you after you sign up, sorry, we reached 75,000.
And if you've already signed up, you received in your app today.
That doesn't even count. Do not promote Potbelly anymore. That is
okay,
a crap
I told you.
Offer.
I told you.
Screw that chain. The first 75,000 nationwide.
That's right.
Unreal. You know,
soften your bread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, do you know that they have hard bread? Do you
I've
know
been
that?
There and I've gotten and it's hard. It's like hard that bread. Hard. It's that stupid Panera bread.
I like the skinny subs.
Yeah, you like the fight. I know.
Rob likes his bread soaked in milk.
I do.
Before the sandwich is made.
Well, no, that's an appetizer. That's before the sandwich.
Trace,
is my,
Rob, I'd like the Tres Leches bologna sandwich, please.
Ideally, I will get a shallow bowl and layer Wonder Bread and pour on it sweetened condensed milk and let it sit. And then on
and then
it.
What kind of meat do you put on it?
On it, well, because it's a sweet base, pepperoni. And of
I'm
course,
throw up.
And lamb.
lamb.
And some soft mint jelly. Soft meat.
Soft baby meat.
And then some shredded barbecue. Just a touch. Light vinegary sauce. But only on tax day.
Condensed milk. Wonder Bread soaked in condensed milk. All, you know, don't want to tax those choppers.
Well,
all.
Except for the decay from the sugars. The mint jelly will get you every time.
Oh, God.
Of course, when I vomit. Think tax day, Mike, I think Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, yeah. What's Chuck doing?
Chuck, as I used to call him to Robert when Robert was little. Hey, look, it's Chucky the Rat.
Yeah, now I should point out that Chuck E. Cheese, not just for kids. There are people because the pizza is so cheap, you get people that go there on their lunch break because they want a cheap pizza meal.
And it's That's great it. Pizza. You should soak that in condensed milk. Chuck E. Cheese, the deal, colon, grab a large cheese pizza, get a large pizza free.
Well, then you go with your coworkers.
That's right. It's what
idea.
They call a BOGO, Mike. Buy one, get one.
I might take that home for dinner.
Time. Yeah, you can't go wrong with a BOGO.
No, but you can go wrong with really, really bad pizza.
Okay, but I think at the root of this, we have to clarify that if you're getting it for free, it's hard to be picky, right?
Well, yeah, and I think that to me, unlike the first 75,000 pot ripoff, you know, I think that the
more like
BOGO
not for, belly.
for Chuck E. Cheese.
Charles Cheese.
You still have to go in there, though. And if you go in there with a crumb cruncher, you're screwed.
Hey, but you know what? Nothing goes better with pizza than skee ball.
Yeah. Dirty, fecal skee ball.
Do they still have the robots, or have they phased those out?
What robots?
They used to have robotic band in there.
Yeah, like animatronic dancers.
They, they just have a rat in a suit. and then they have a video. They have a video up on the screen. Yeah. Hey, who bet on the 58-year-old being the only one with that intel? Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Have you ever heard of this? Piatta, Italian street food?
No. But I'm sure they're. Oh, you know what? Wait a second. They're not in D.C. I've heard of the place before.
They have 42 locations.
Yeah, I don't think they're in D.C.
This is great.
I'll check.
With any purchase today, a free giant blackberry lemonade.
Oh, lick it.
Really?
Lick it. What, you think that's good? You'd go out of your way to get like a blackberry? I forgot you and sugar soda.
I love it. I love it. But you know what? Right. Here's another good one. Schlotzky's. I think they're largely a mall operation, sandwich shop. Schlotzky's. You can get a free small original sandwich as long as you purchase chips and a medium drink.
Well, that's Schlotzky's. A good deal.
That's pretty good.
And that's for tax day only, right?
Yeah, that's Schlotzky's Deli. Now,
shut down my nostril when I was
there. All of a sudden, Mike calling in from 1932.
I was picking my Schlotzky. All right.
Don't wipe that Schlotzky on the table.
Schlotzky!
This is the best tax day food deal because it's good the entire month of April.
Oh, hold on. Let me give you the proper thing here. All right, hold on. Wait. I got to turn it up. Let me see.
And Mike...
Here we go.
I'm going to tell you this deal, and you need to finish the show. You can't leave now, okay?
All right.
For the entire month of April, all month long, your friendly neighborhood Applebee's is offering $1 margaritas.
All right. Mike, you're a margarita guy.
Oh, my. $1 margaritas.
That beats $2 margaritas.
Yeah, you can drink twice as much for half the price.
Oh, my God.
That's not half. I mean, that math, Mike, should drive you to a Fridays.
I know.
Applebee's. Applebee's.
Whatever.
Same thing.
I know where there is when there's one up by the highway.
Aren't they always?
They're all close to the highway.
Yeah.
Right off the highway.
Do you think they make them frozen?
I don't know.
Well, that's the beauty of it. Now you have a chance to get out of your little, box and go from Iguanamia for one week.
Or does Iguanamia have a price match guarantee?
I would be embarrassed to ask for the $1 instead of $2
margarita. Like when you're swilling the $2 margaritas are only on Mondays at Mia.
Yeah, but this is all April, the entire month.
Is that it? Do you have any more deals?
I do. Have you ever been to Sonic?
Yeah, Sonic. Of course. Who hasn't been to Sonic?
Half price cheeseburgers all day long. No coupon required. No limitations.
No, like you can have 20. Go get it. Feed the room. I'll buy.
Now
I'll buy. Everybody gets cheeseburgers.
Let's do it.
I've never heard of
Sonic. I think the closest one we have, unfortunately, right now is Fredericksburg.
Oscar is probably. And by the way, Oscar's talking about as you drive.
Yeah,
that is a 2.5 hour drive.
Yeah, the closest one I thought of was Easton. Easton, Maryland, on Route 50.
Why don't they have Sonics around the D.C.
area? Well, they don't make money because they're giving away cheeseburgers. It's not a profitable business.
Sonic cheeseburger. How are the cheeseburgers at Sonic? Are they decent?
I think they are good. Yeah, I've been there a couple years ago. So
when I lived on the West Coast, Sonic was everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
they were very popular.
Yes, and they're great when they're new, but just like everything, we're all rooms, so when it's something we can't have on a regular basis, we end up loving it, right?
Because it seems unattainable.
Yeah. Jack in the Box.
One of my horrible eating long drives, we stopped at a Sonic, and I'm not a big fan. I don't like the tots. I don't like the tots in place of French
fries. Really?
See,
I'm a tot guy, and I like that, but I think that could have pretended.
You make a casserole out of it. We know you're a tot guy.
All right. And listen, we're not talking about casseroles.
Like,
we're talking about tax day. And
is the half price cheeseburger, though? It's not.
Well, it's half as much as the normal price. Okay, it doesn't say.
I appreciate that.
50% off. Hey, Mike, are you going to hit Der Wiener Schnitzel today?
Oh, Der Wiener's, there's another mall food.
Yes, they have some alluring deals for tax day, especially $1.99 for a chili dog and small fries.
Hey, Carla, do we have a Sonic near here anywhere? Anywhere? Is there
in
a Sonic
Easton, Maryland? Yeah.
There is. Half price cheeseburgers today. Carla just made a throw up sound.
You can win her back with this one. You can win her back with this one. Baskin Robbins.
Oh, what's Baskin Robbins?
If you download the ice cream shop's mobile app, you can get $2 off a large cappuccino blast or BOGO, buy one, get one free 99-cent ice cream cones.
Oh, so, you can't go wrong with that.
Well, what is it? Is it 99 cent ice cream cones or is it buy?
It's both. One, the cone has been discounted.
Me. You convince. Buy one, get one free 99 cent ice cream cone. You mean buy an ice cream cone for 99 cents, get a 99 cent ice cream cone free? Is that
see,
what it is?
You weren't confused. You knew exactly what it meant. That's
yeah,
right.
Well, I had to explain it. You didn't read it the right way.
Well, your brain has the ice cream.
Who's the winner of the pack so far?
Oh, it's got to be Applebee's.
Applebee's dollar margarita. Hey. 99 cents. How much ice cream do you get for 99? Is like half a scoop.
I think a scoop and scoop. You see the 99 cent.
Do you get? And you probably get that cardboard cone that they put it in.
I would think they would let you choose between a sugar or a cake cone.
Yeah, you always err on the side of being thinking the retailer is generous, and they're not.
No, no, they want you to come in and reward you, because they want to give you an ice cream headache instead of a tax day headache.
Keep, how many more do we have?
We have one last one. White Hassle.
Made me late already.
White Hassle. What? White Castle.
Okay.
All day today. Actually, no, since the 13th, 15% off any in-store purchases.
Oh, that me, White Castle.
Don't make me do math. Just give it to me for free.
Yeah.
15%. All right. Take one of their 85 cent death balls and do that math and see how much they're giving you
second.
On that, okay?
Is
it's
the
like
new,
a third of an onion.
Is the new corporate tax rate... It's not 50%, 15%, is it? What is it?
I'm not sure. I don't know what it is. Probably.
So you think
like
they're
that.
Offsetting corporate taxes?
If they are dumb enough to be like, I know what we'll do. We'll just offset the corporate tax. So it won't be that big a hit. So we'll just make it a round number.
Well, I'm telling you right now that this is the best offer of all. This is not food, but this is something special. Today, tax day. Today. Tax day.
Today.
April 17th, the Mike O'Mara Show. If you subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour,
yes,
full price today. Today, thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Go! What's your sole purpose in this army?
To do whatever you tell me, Drill Sergeant.
God damn it, Gump! You're a goddamn genius. That's the most outstanding answer I've ever heard. You must have a goddamn IQ of 160. You are goddamn gifted, Private Gump.
Now, for some reason, I fit in the Army like one of them round pegs. It's not really hard. You just make your bed real neat and remember to stand up straight and always answer every question with, yes, Drill Sergeant.
Is that clear?
Yes, Drill Sergeant!
What you do is you just drag your nets along the bottom. On a good day, you can catch over 100 pounds of shrimp. Anyway, like I was saying, shrimp is the fruit of the sea. You can barbecue it, boil it, broil it, bake it, saute it. There's shrimp kebabs, shrimp creole, shrimp gumbo, pan fried, deep fried, stir fried. There's pineapple shrimp, lemon shrimp, coconut shrimp, pepper shrimp,
shrimp soup, shrimp stew, shrimp salad, shrimp and potatoes, shrimp burger, shrimp sandwich. That's about it.
Lieutenant Dan, what are you doing here?
Well, thought I'd try out my sea legs.
Well, you ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dan.
Yes, I know that.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are a worldwide radio show and podcast with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you're in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard on the new TMOS app. Get it now and listen to the show all day, every day. Reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Especially tomorrow. It's Wide Open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. And our show today brought to you by Whistle.
Yay!
We all have dogs. We all love our dogs, which is why We love Whistle. I love Whistle. It's a device that attaches to the pet's collar that allows you to track their location and activity from an app right on your phone. Whistle is lightweight, waterproof, and it has a rechargeable battery that lasts up to 10 days. Whistle uses GPS and AT&T cellular network to monitor your pet 24/7 and anywhere in the USA. You can even use Wi-Fi zones to monitor your pet and get notified when you leave and return to their safe place. When they leave, not you. When they leave, that's the
Mike.
One.
I've got Linus on Whistle right now, and he is appears to be sedentary.
Boom, bam.
In my home, safe and sound, like I like it.
Microchipping and tags are important for pet safety, but Whistle lets you find your dog before he's lost. Find your pet in minutes. It makes a great gift for man's best friend. Whistle brings peace of mind to pet owners across the nation, and for a limited time, our listeners can get $25 off a Whistle device when you use the code TMOS. So go to whistle.com right now and use the code TMOS at checkout. Visit whistle.com today. Whistle, the smarter way to care for your best friend. And before we do anything else, we got to get to this because people count on us on Tuesday, not to talk about food or deals.
Food.
But, or tots.
Or us or Forrest Gump. It's really not about us at all. It's really about you more than anything Gump. Else, ladies and gentlemen. Gump!
Gump!
Why, you it's ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dan.
You are. It's all about you. You are.
I know that.
Sneeze on the zoo.
You're a genius. You're a genius, Gump.
Now tighter, brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday. It's time for the mailbag. Look out. Happy birthday. Today is the day that Stephanie Matulich enters, or it's not. Did I pronounce it incorrectly?
Matulich, I think.
Is it Matulich?
No, I think it's Merkinston.
Is it Matulingen? Dern?
Sturfendist? Matchenskin.
It's Stephanie Matulangen Senden.
Now you've got it.
She enters the final year of her frisky 40s. Rawr.
Oh, rawr.
Is that, did you write that?
I did.
Did you write that?
Yeah. What I'm trying to do, my.
You and the modders.
Trying to sex it up a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. People love sex.
Keep it spicy.
Right.
Hi, guys. I have no way to prove this, but 34 years ago, I was on tour with Eddie Money as a sound man.
Oh.
I met him through the band Track, which was a band that I wrote a few songs for. One of the songs, Dancin', was the winner of the MTV Basement Tapes.
Now, do you remember that contest? That was a big deal for
Dancin',
a while.
Dancin', no.
Yeah, well, I don't remember the song, but I remember the contest.
Anywho, one day we were all rehearsing at a big warehouse in Emeryville, California, where Eddie was helping the band get ready to open for him on the Where's the Party tour.
Do you remember that one? That was a great tour.
This is so Eddie Money when you got Dancin', the Where's the Party tour. That night, I left my lyrics book at the warehouse, and I never found it. About 6 months later, I heard the song Take Me Home Tonight, one of the songs in my lyrics book. One of them was Won't You Take Me Home. The songs were very similar, too similar. I can't do anything about it. About 34 years later, I'm almost over it. Eric Hansen.
I love that story.
Take Me Home Tonight.
He said he liked the lyrics, and he said, I guess Eddie has my lyrics book.
But you know what? If he didn't have the melody, then it's really not.
No, relevant. Because the hook of this really is the fact that it's Take Me Home Tonight, Be My Baby. So right. He didn't have the idea for Ronnie Spector,
but
still.
Let's see if, Eric, I'm going to try it out right now, see if your lyrics work. Won't you take me home? Sorry.
No.
Maybe that's why yours.
Mouthful.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, but take congratulations on winning that MTV contest.
That's good. Sorry, Eric. I'm sorry you're bitter. TMOS. TMOS, the letter says. With the NHL playoffs in full force, I forgot to pick up some Beck's. Can Rob run out to the store and pick some up for me? Much appreciated. Dan Cortez, Salt Lake City, Utah. Rob, do you have your big MTV. Uncle Buck car today?
Yeah, I've got gas in the car. And I will be right back.
Oh, hope he doesn't get stopped by a cop and they do a search. They'll find a hatchet in his trunk.
Yeah, I'm going to stay out of the HOV lane.
All right. What was that kid's name that he wants to...
Bug.
Bug.
Hey, there Bug. He
Bug with Uncle Buck. thank you, Dan. Guys, like Oscar... I'm departing my douchebag 30s and will finally hit the big 4-0. That means I have been a fan for over half my life. I started listening to your Sacramento affiliate in 1998 while I was attending UC Davis. Over the years, you introduced me to Big O and Dukes, and now I'm fully invested with both podcasts.
That's sweet.
All right. The TMOS bonus hour and Bode.
Just can't be nice.
I know. I was just for you. The TMOS bonus hour and Bode. Reloaded are hella entertaining.
Hey, Mike, here's a palate cleanser. Let me play something for this young man. May I?
Okay.
All right.
Happy birthday to me.
Better?
Very nice.
We're back.
The TMOS bonus hour and Bode Reloaded are hella entertaining and well worth the price. I attended both Reno shows and drank with you guys until the wee hours of the morning. Best nights ever. Needless to say, I'm a fan for life. I'm thankful every day that I get to spend some time with you guys. That's sweet. Keep doing what you are doing, and I'll always be there. Love you guys. Sean Battershaw. What a cool name.
It's a good name.
Sean Battershaw. Battershaw!
Battershaw!
Battershaw! Storm the beach!
Gump!
Christina Granada Peterman Sacco and Vanzetti writes, a question for Rob.
Ah.
I watched the Elvis documentary, The Searcher, on HBO. That's been all over HBO lately. And would love to get your take on it. I loved it. There were a few things mentioned that I hadn't been aware of, and the music just kills me every single time. By the end of the show, I was a sobbing mess, and I just wanted to know your thoughts. Did you cry? That's from Christina.
Great question.
I did not cry, but I will say this just briefly. They did three things on the documentary that I thought were really impressive. It's the first time they really explored the way the Colonel sort of ruined his career at the end, but they also gave the Colonel credit for launching him at the beginning. It's a really good study in that. Also, they didn't ever show the people they interviewed. All the footage was Elvis, and it was a neat tactic to keep it focused on him. And the best part, even for someone who has seen every scrap of Elvis tape, the end of it, they did a montage of home movies that people took at concerts that they matched up with actual recordings. So there's this hunk of footage that you've never seen of Elvis in the performance arena. So I give it two thumbs up, but no, I did not cry. Mike, come back. I'm done.
What?
That's,
okay,
that's it.
Yeah,
we're
I'm
done.
Here.
Thank you I'm so here. Much. But yeah, it's highly here. Recommended for the fan or someone who just wants to learn about Elvis. I thought they did a really good job.
We turned it on in the O'Meara house, so this is going to be a little controversial, and I hope it doesn't sound too snobby, but
yeah.
I have to say, I turned it on, and Carl and I are watching it. He goes, can you turn that white trash off?
Mm. Oh, my God. How dare you?
It's all Elvis
who
is.
Who says that?
So he come down the thing and got the dead Elvis dead, and then he got big and famous and shot TV sets.
That's pretty much really the theme. That's the theme of the documentary.
Hey guys,
all 4 hours.
Hey guys, while I was making dinner tonight, I heard a song playing on my kid's tablet in the other room. I thought that my TMOS addiction had finally rubbed off onto my kids, but turns out it was a stupid PBS show called The Odd Squad. While I don't necessarily agree with all the lyrics, I thought you might be able to use it. Andy Merrill. Rob has the song.
I was so shocked we'd never heard this song before. I think you'll enjoy it. It's a
Oscar
rocker.
Is awesome. Oscar is
awesome. You start
awesome.
Again. I talked over. I'm sorry.
I like this.
I know you do.
Oscar is awesome. Oscar is awesome. I wish I were Oscar. Cause he totally owns it right now.
Yeah.
Dump awesomely awesome into any browser. The first 50 hits are pictures of Oscar. His legend is so legendary. I can't take it anymore. Oscar is awesome.
Oh, rule.
Oscar is awesome.
Well, it was more of a group effort.
Dude, you got 100 times more
that
awesome. For giving credit where credit is due. Yeah, did I mention?
All right, does it just keep going?
Oscar, can you send me that right now?
No.
Oh.
All right.
I want that as my ringtone.
Hey, Mike, fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news! Church stores.
Moving right along to our next letter here. Lovely song. And
thank
save
you.
A little piece of it. Just that
just
little
a
Oscar is awesome.
Yeah.
Part. Mm-hmm. Hi, Uncle Mike. It's your old pal, Alan Wenzel.
Hey!
Very Ooh, funny man.
Alan.
Oh, calm down. Calm down, friend stealer.
Hey, you know what? If you preserve the friendship, it wouldn't be so easily stolen.
Hi, Uncle Mike. It's your old pal, Alan Wentzel. Because I'm a loser and have no friends, you do. You have Rob Spiewak now, who takes all of my friends and makes them his own.
That's right.
Because I'm a loser and have no friends, I want to wish myself a happy birthday as I am turning 59 this Saturday. A little earlier than me, Alan. Sorry. You, too, will soon be hitting this milestone on our slow trudge towards death. So happy birthday in advance. Also, Neil Augenstein has 10 times as many followers on Twitter as you. Just say
that.
Alan, you kill me.
I have 10,000 more followers than
there
you
are
on
human
Twitter.
Beings.
Messed up.
There are human beings in this world that cannot help but be funny.
Yep.
Alan Wentzel is one of them. Lots of love, Alan. P.S. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Alan.
That's it. Neil Augenstein has twice as many followers on Twitter as me. By the way, Twitter can suck my... You know
hey,
what?
Hey,
No.
Twitter doesn't like me, and I don't like Twitter.
I don't like it either. I don't either.
That's all there is to it. Twitter sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I hate Twitter.
Twitter
doesn't like me. What I got, 1,700, something like that? I got 1,700 followers on Twitter, and it went like that because all my old dying fans don't go on Twitter. That's the way it works, period. All right? And by the way, social media in general, this whole Facebook thing, we could do a whole show talking about it. Because I believe the death bell is tolling.
By old and dying.
Yes.
What do you mean?
No, I mean that it's just I hit the wall and yes. I shouldn't hit the wall. I have 5,000.
Yes.
With 5,000 in the queue.
Yes.
If you're keeping track, that is roughly 10,000 Facebook yes. people just hanging around. 1,700. There's all the room in the world on Twitter for me to get followers, and I got nothing. And I'm not going to sit there and play some sort of little game to tweet on this and tweet on that and share and like and play some sort of little card game to get people. You know what I did on Facebook? I said, I'm on Facebook. Friend me. It happened. Twitter, play this game, play this game. And I'm not also going to be up at 2 o'clock in the morning going, he sucks because he hates me. So that's it. And I have the new handle, okay, at The Real Omera.
Right.
Isn't that what it is?
Yes, that's what it is.
So anyway, there's
I think that your perspective right on Twitter and the listenership is not correct because Twitter, the way that you create a following is by engaging. And by what you just said is you're not wanting to engage.
I don't find it convenient.
Well, every time he's gotten engaged in the past, it hasn't really worked out.
All right.
To be fair.
Hold on. I'm opening it right now. I'm going to tweet right now. All right.
Someone said you have to tweet at least 8 to 9 times a day to really do it right.
Do a direct tweet to Alan Wentzel.
Here is my first tweet of the day. Because Oscar says I don't engage enough. Have a nice day.
Put a hashtag on it.
Of course, with my voice recognition. All right, let me stop it right there.
I can't wait to hear how it came out.
Here is my first tweet of the day because Oscar says I don't engage it up. Have a nice day, and of course, with my voice recognition.
That's perfect. Send it. Send it right out.
It could be the Mad Libs of tweets.
Hey, Mike, you got to engage it up. That's what the kids say.
I'm just going back into it. I try to do this in the middle of the
year. And that's Mike, fine. This is important. Whenever Mike
of
needs
the day.
Why just type it in?
He likes the voice
at
recog.
At this point.
Recog.
It's not that great, by the way.
Right there.
It's all right.
I embarrass myself more.
No tweets from me today. Sorry.
That's right. Make them earn it.
Dear TMOS crew, I feel like you're the only ones.
Yes.
I feel like you're the only ones who can understand my concern. I just found out that my college-aged daughter has a boyfriend.
Ah.
But that's not the problem. She recently posted a few pictures on the Facebook. There was nothing about the pictures themselves that worried me, but there was one thing that disturbed me, and I believe you guys can relate to it. This boyfriend's name is Ed, with 2 D's.
Nice!
Oh my God, no! Run for your lives.
I think it's
what
good.
What am I to think? Yantas Usadas, Damon Riley of Durwood, Maryland. Oscar, I'll leave this one to you. She's got a boyfriend that put an extra D on the name. What does that say when you put another letter there.
It's commonplace, and especially if they're from another land. My mom will put letters into words that don't belong time. Well, pizza is a K, right?
Right.
And then she will say Yiant, which is a Y.
Sure, but that's just a pronunciation. Yeah, I mean, it's not inserting a letter.
If you're ever going to write it, right? But if you don't know how to spell a name from the beginning, you'll just add a letter.
You know, there is a famous Ed with two
occasionally
D's.
when you're driving down the comedy highway,
yes,
and you give someone the keys to the car, and the exit says, "Here is the bit, exit 1A."
I can't help it,
person,
Mike.
And then the person takes the like access road that goes down the Hispanic road. I didn't expect that. I was talking about your boy there with two B's. That's all I was caring about.
Oh, he's
about
an asshole.
Hey! Thank you. Thank you for making that right.
There is a famous 2D'd Ed. Ed Hall, remember, used to announce the Tonight Show and then lost it to Stuttering John. So that was a career well played.
And then another guy came in right after that.
Yeah, the guy that doesn't matter anymore.
Hey, guys, I have a question for Oscar. I recently started listening to
Hey Phrase?
Yeah.
Hey Phrase, what's that?
Sarah Fraser's podcast.
Oh, hey, Phrase. I'm sorry. Yeah. I apologize for my lack of knowledge. As a guy, it's not exactly my style, but the host, Sarah Fraser, is so funny. I was curious if we're going to get her on the show, are we not?
She's actually asked to come on the program.
I'd love to panel with her.
Oh, she's great.
I don't know her that well, but I'd like to get her on the show.
She's from Maine, curious. You know.
Maine.
Oh, that's wonderful. She came in to say hello, and that was the extent of it. I was curious if there's a chance that one day we could get Sarah to make a guest appearance on an episode of Team Us. We just answered that.
Cool.
Also, I do enjoy getting to hear Shannon on her show. Shannon is like the pony boy of this is how I find stuff out. This is how I find stuff. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Your wife is on the Sarah Fraser show?
Their camera.
Your wife, who doesn't even look at me, much less come on this program? I'm just curious.
Well, you moved first, yes. So that's why you don't know half the stuff is going on.
Okay, very good.
And the reason why
scares me a little
Shannon
bit. That makes me want to get on a goddamn plane and go right up to National Airport right now.
Please
and
do.
Just sit there and
Allegiant
put a
Air,
in
Mike.
There.
Yes.
I need. You know what I need? I need a spy.
You need a mole. A
non-cancerous mole.
A non-cancerous mole.
Get O'Brien on the phone.
That's not who you want.
He will fail you. Shannon is sitting.
She a regular?
She's sitting in for the usual camera operator for her show because she knows how to run the cameras.
Yeah.
That's it.
She's
stepping in. Pinch hitting.
Does she talk on the show?
She asked Shannon about yoga.
Last week there was a yoga question.
Yeah, just some random questions.
Well, all right. I know you don't tell me everything that's going on at Podcast Village, but I'd certainly be
Mike, you barely
curious
like
about.
Talking about the show. Do you think I can go any further down the road?
Scott Rebels, thank you for that. We will get her on the show, correct?
Yeah, she's a delight.
We'll have her on the show, and then I'll ask her all the questions, and she'll be forthright. Moving right along to our last letter. Hey, guys, it's Bob from Almost Canada. I have emailed you, been called for a fruitcake, which I almost missed because my dog was hit by a car.
Oh, man.
Called in when I left engineering meetings and right before a job interview. Well, I did not get the job. My dog had to be put down right before Christmas, and other family things suck. I'm not real happy at work, and the weather in North by North New York sucks. So this past Friday, I took matters into my own hands and went to work tackling the pile of Canadian beer in my fridge. Sorry, Rob.
Ooh.
Canadian beer is a high-octane alcohol level and gets you going nice and quick. Wow. That's a sad guy here. After a couple of hours of cleaning the garage and listening to TMOS, I walked into the house only to face the wrath of my wife. In my best Gene Hackman, I kept saying, I don't understand.
I understand.
Imagine the guy that's all lit and he's doing our bit and she doesn't get it.
I understand.
I kept saying, I don't understand, until it turned into a giggle fit.
Oh, no.
The missus. This is a funny letter. The missus did not find the humor in this as much as I did. I ended up my evening by walking around the bedroom in my boxers saying, like my body. Again, hilarious to me, not so much to her.
That's awesome.
I paid for my sins the next day, dry heaving and bedbound most of the day. Ooh. So thanks for being my drunken party friends, and don't forget to get your animals spayed and neutered. Bob, that is a great, great
perfect.
Oh, that makes it, I tell you, that a letter like that makes the mailbag worth it to me. Yeah. That was wonderful. We are running super late. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies, are you looking for hot singles in your area? Looking to connect with some of the most eligible bachelors and be swept off your feet and led into...
Yes, you are, but there's no time, especially when we're running that title board. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Buying or selling a house is probably the biggest financial transaction of your life. It doesn't happen often, so you probably don't know what you're doing. And guess what? That's okay. You don't need to be an expert, because Cornerstone First Financial has all the expertise you need. If you're buying, selling, or refinancing, all you need is Cornerstone First. Whether you're in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, Colorado, Cornerstone is there to help you need what you need when you need it. Get it.
It's
a fact that interest rates are going up. So all TMOS listeners need to act now to refinance, to take cash out, or to pay off debt before rates go up even further. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial. And we thank you, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I was going to talk about the Garlic Festival, but nothing really went on there, except there wasn't any garlic. I have to talk about Donuts for Dad. Donuts for Dad. We started the show late today because I did the annual, I call it Donuts for Awkward Dads. That's really what it is. And
do they also is this your second annual for Keeping Track?
My second annual. This is my second annual.
Do they also do muffins for moms?
They do muffins for moms.
Of course. Your donuts are better than muffins.
How's that muffin, Mom?
Stop it. That's not appropriate.
No, I think that they shouldn't do muffins for moms, because that muffin top connotation, right? Where you're
that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Mom's donuts muffin. Like, you don't.
Well,
I mean, how about less muffins?
I know this after spending many years involved with the Loudoun County Public School System. The majority of moms are either fat or plain.
But no, not at this school. I'm sorry. I must tell you.
This maybe is just this area.
Oh, it
maybe,
is.
Maybe it's a Florida thing.
And that's
I
for
really,
me.
I have to share with you that we. I
how
mean,
are the
there
dads?
Are just,
the dads, the dads, you know, are probably the same here as the moms.
Dads are fit too and young. Here's the thing. Today, I didn't interact a lot. I go in there because I know it's awkward.
Yeah.
I'm not looking to be the social dad, because you're not going to get anything from people. You got guys from different walks of life. I know the people. I saw my kid's little league coach.
Do you suit up?
Chatted with him. No.
Like the executive you are?
No, I'm wearing this. Wore the
what kind
golf
of shoes?
Thing. Had Skechers.
And skinny jeans?
Blue Skechers. Not trying to make that impression, Oscar. Not going to fake it. Everybody knows that. And by the way, I was not in any way underdressed.
Ah, okay.
This is Florida. Even the people, the only guys that are slaying the dragon, there were maybe one or two guys with ties, no jackets in the entire joint. This is Florida. It's going to be 80 degrees.
And
today,
to be fair, Mike, they were novelty ties.
They were novelty ties. Fake Curly Howard ties. That's what they were. But there were a strange amount of granddads there that were doing the duty, I think, or there were old dads like me, but I don't care,
because
once you're an experienced dad in these things, you don't engage. I'm not going to make
you
any
get
effort
it in
to
now.
Engage. There's no point in engaging. You
you're
do
right.
the thing with your kid. You're there for your kid. You see the little league coach. I see one kid that my kid hangs out with, and I know the dad. I said hi to him. He's, you know, on some other wavelength than he was, so I didn't even talk to the guy, and that was it. And then we went we do the craft station. Then we fill out the little
form.
Where
you get the macaroni and cheese?
No, we did popsicle sticks with frames, because later you get a nice little picture, and they put it, and we put little puzzle pieces on top of the frame together with the popsicle stick. I went in there, and the the preschool teacher that he's got, who's the new one, and she's really, really super nice. And she... and so
I love when you let words just hang in the air. So this was in the classroom?
She's my new favorite. She's a very nice teacher.
Good.
She's very,
good
very
to
nice.
Know.
And she, I start, all I have to do is take four popsicle sticks and use Elmer's glue to glue them together.
Yeah.
And I blew it. I blew it. And
whatever
I
you tell
up,
me to do, Drill Sergeant.
I was Forrest. I was Forrest Gump. I was saying, I don't understand. I put the glue on the wrong side, Drill Sergeant. and there's glue on the table, and I messed the glue, and then I went over and got a paper towel to try to wipe it, and she said, no. I'll take care of that. Just dry that off, and let's just finish the frame. And I felt like a complete, and I'm like, I said, never too early to let my son know that his dad's not handy. And I'm
not sure making my gluing popsicle sticks doesn't even qualify as handy.
No,
it's not like you're hanging a lamp.
A four-year-old could do it.
Has done it.
But I blew it. But that has done it. And a drill sergeant. And so today, I'm picking him up today too, because
I bet you are.
I'm taking him to the driving range to hit some golf balls today. So it's a full daddy day, and mom's out having lunch with
How does he do at the driving range? Will he hit
Madam
balls?
Queen is out having lunch somewhere. What
does he do well at the driving? Will he hit balls, or does he just watch daddy?
He hits balls, and he was swinging the club with a I'll send it to you. All right.
Do you get him his own basket of balls, or do you?
He hit most of the bucket with a club that was like twice his body weight.
Wow.
So I went and I had a credit at the golf store, and I got him his kids' clubs today. So he's got some new kids'
kidding.
Clubs. I'm gonna pick him up, and he's gonna see those kids' clubs, and then we're gonna go right back out.
So he doesn't know he's getting them yet.
He doesn't know he's.
Oh, this is gonna be donuts for dads. This is gonna
driver. An 8-iron and a putter. And $20 with the credit that Carla had at the golf.
This will totally make up for the fact that you don't know how to glue popsicle sticks.
It was
wonderful.
Yeah,
if my
dad never did anything cool like that.
No.
I would probably just get a beating.
Yeah. Why did you make me glue these sticks?
Why did you talk back to your mother?
Tu madre.
It was wonderful.
Enough. So it was wonderful.
And then after that, it was into the donut room where they had the little donut holes. That's what they had. And they had some chopped up donuts.
I was the only one that had a donut room.
No, the donut room was like the assembly hall for the school.
Okay.
And that's where we also got a picture taken. And then the picture will be put in the frame. And the photographer who was taking the picture had a baby carrier with a little baby on her back. And she was taking the picture. And I had the little form that they fill out, like, how old's your dad? That's what I hate. How old is that? And I'm saying to no particular person, I said, how old's your dad? Well, that's the one I don't want to fill out. And I look around, right? I look around for a reaction. And it goes, all the dads are going, into our own trip, you're not paying it. But I mean, that's to be understood. And then, what do you love about your dad? Your dad has blue eyes, dad. What do you like that your dad does? He said, what does your dad say to you? He said, I love you, which was cool.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, what does your dad like to eat? Donuts. I said, oh, you're cheating. You're saying that just because of the donuts in front of you.
Yeah.
Use your mind, boy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
how many donuts?
That was a disc jockey answer.
How many donuts did you eat?
We had a donut hole, a chocolate covered donut hole, and I had a bite of a chocolate covered donut hole. So technically, not even
a hole.
Really any.
Yeah.
I didn't really have a donut.
I'm impressed.
I had a bite of a donut.
Yeah. Impressive.
When you walk into that environment, Rob will tell you this. Everybody's just like, oh, you ready for donuts now? And they immediately look at you and get all animated because you're
same
a fat
thing. It's the same thing. Who wants dessert? At a restaurant.
Exactly.
It's the same thing.
They look at you, they stare at the fat guy.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes.
I said, no donut for me.
Oscar, I sent you a video.
A video. Did you text me one?
Yeah, I texted you a video.
Oh, okay.
So see if it showed up. I don't know if it showed up.
Ah, yes.
When I used to go to Donuts for Dads.
Show Rob my little guy at the
end. Oh, that is amazing. Hold on. Let me give you a
I would say no donuts for me, just a big glass of hummingbird food.
Here we go. Little Michael with a adult
see
club.
See how big that golf club is? That
that's
golf club's
massive.
Too big for
him, so, yeah, it's way taller than he is.
He's doing. And,
he's
yeah, so
getting
anyway.
Tall.
Yeah, but
he's
having a blast. Look at
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he liked it. So
man,
we're going to do
that. That's
so
cool.
I'm going to encourage the boy. So that was
it.
And then picture was taken, and I was out of there, and I said goodbye to the two dads that I knew, and they weren't paying attention, and I left. That was it.
Another successful donut for dads. Yeah.
That's right. Father of the year.
I think you've only got 7 or 8 more.
7 or 8 more donuts for dads. Yeah. Sorcery. Lots of fun. And then I'll be basically doing the play-by-play for the middle school football game.
Hey, it's a great path. If you need any tips, call me.
I will. Absolutely. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Michael Mara Show.
Hey, it's Freights with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I bring you raids, Ryan, and retirement. Plus, Mark Zuckerberg wore a suit and played a CEO on TV. But guess what? He still has all your data.
Shut this, man. Welcome back to the Michael.
Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com.
Tighten that up, please.
Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Are you hiring? Which is to say, are you posting your position to job sites and waiting for the right people to see it? Let ZipRecruiter help. ZipRecruiter is the smarter way. They build a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. These invitations have revolutionized how you find your next hire. In fact, 80% of employers who posted on a ZipRecruiter site get a quality candidate through the site in just a day. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive, so you never miss a great match. The right candidates are out there. ZipRecruiter is how you find them. Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. And be like the other Mike O'Mara Show listeners that have succeeded by using ZipRecruiter. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. We are running a little bit late today. That's the way it goes. I read an article in Time magazine. I'm a smart guy like that. I read articles in Time magazine about 89%. This is the statistic that jumped out at me. 89% of people in the United States check their phone within 1 hour of getting up in the morning. And the gist of the article was how I'm not going to tell you whether it's addictive or bad for you or good for you. But what I will tell you is that these little devices that we have, these little things that we have our noses in all day, are controlling our behavior. And that that's the way of the world now. And the danger in it is that when you are dictating behavior to people through these electronic devices, that can be bad. And it went on and on and on, but it was a scary little statistic. And don't we all know, and maybe we are ourselves, addicted to these devices, whether it be a computer, whether it be a phone? We are looking at screens all the time to the detriment of many aspects of civilized society.
Let me ask you this, though. If you were to go back, say, 50 or 70 years, wouldn't you say that most people within an hour of waking up would check a newspaper?
No.
Really?
No, I don't think so.
Because I think it has become the equivalent of checking the newspaper in the morning.
That's a fair assumption.
Because I subscribe electronically to the Post.
But you don't check a newspaper for a message for you. You're checking it for you.
Well,
you are
in a way,
checking it for your information. You're checking it for you.
There's research that that dopamine rush you get from getting likes and getting people looking at your profile or commenting on them, there is value to that research. I think that the logic that these devices, these smartphones, are addictive, I don't think it should be surprising to people.
Everybody knows it's addictive.
Yes.
That's not an argument. What they are saying is that the main gist of this article was that the smarter people are controlling behaviors. The election would be a great example.
Okay.
We are controlling behaviors. The things that are sent to me are very sophisticated programs that know I'm going to react to that.
They're manipulating us.
People that know how, that have the ability and the knowledge.
The gist of it was that, and I won't say gist of it again, was that if we had known, if there was something that said there is a device that's going to be invented that is going to control your behavior as a human being, we would be up in arms about it. But because this technology has insinuated itself into our culture, it has been a stealth operation where now it's there. And there's a beautiful picture of something we've seen wherever we go, of a group of young women, I think perhaps in a mall, that were sitting on a bench. And there were 8 or 9 of them. And each one of them was doing this, had the face in the device, and there was no interaction. And it can almost, the word I like to use occasionally is hypnosis. It can almost hypnotize you. And I'm not against it. I love it as much as anybody. I'm relying on technology. And I sat last night. I didn't watch anything on the tube. I was just, I watched a little TV show that I'll probably talk about tomorrow. But I was in my computer all night long and doing nothing of real value whatsoever. I think it's dangerous when people that are smarter than me and smarter than everybody else can create programs where you can affect behavior. And when you think about it, you could probably create kind of a mob mentality if you knew how to manipulate it the right way. You could motivate people due to information control to do just about anything.
Well, it's been done throughout history, but now they have a more efficient platform for doing
it. It's a little scary.
And also, the thing is that with any type of social media,
propaganda.
It is propaganda. Mm-hmm. It can be propaganda, but we have surrendered ourselves to it. Throughout history,
it's something to be mindful of, I think.
Throughout history, the propagandizer has forced it on the public. But in this case, when you subscribe to the platforms, your Facebook and your Instagram, you're giving yourself over. And that makes you even more susceptible.
Go ahead, Oscar.
There are so many workarounds for the way we consume this media, right?
Right.
And you have to own it. You have to understand that, unfortunately, right now, Facebook is not the right place to find your news. Regardless of what they tell you, that is not the right place to get up in arms about an article or a story that's on your feed, because they're not 100%, they're not batting 100 as far as vetting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would say my friend, Mr. Chris Freitz on Political Persuasion said, get out there and support your local newspapers or your outlets where there are real journalists
pay
working.
Pay the dollars for the Post.
It's pennies a day to get the Post online, and I visit it all the time.
It doesn't have to be the Washington Post.
The Wall Street Journal is super expensive, but if you want to go there, it's fine.
I do know this, that democracy...
Wall Street Journal, you get it from Business Week. You get a lot of people out there that
Fox News has everything you need right there.
Democracy dies in the dark, Mike, and they have a new Sudoku.
Lick it, Oscar Santana.
Sudoku every day. Horoscopes, crossword puzzles.
What do you mean? I'm Michael Cohen's client? No.
Do you think he never paid him for anything?
I don't believe anything.
It's so strange.
The only time Sean Hannity lies is when his lips move. That's it. You know, that thick necked idiot.
Well, remember, he by choice made the announcer for his radio show, Scott Shannon. How bright can he be?
There you go. And picture those guys. Hannity, Trump, Cohen. So I was bringing this up, this whole manipulation thing with social media and with technology to my wife. And I said, this is truly incredible. She said, hold on a second. I got a text. We'll take a break. And we'll come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Gary Stein.
Hey. You know, Gary, if you want the latest information about the latest technology, there's only one place to go.
Wikipedia?
No, Tech 411, starring Oscar Santana and Todd Moore.
Starring.
Never heard of it.
Oh, they're both very lonely, sad guys who are very into tech, and they want to share that with the world.
I didn't know they had a podcast.
Yes, they do. It's right here as part of the More Broadcasting Network.
Who?
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. When it comes to dinner, let Blue Apron take care of the planning and shopping. That's the boring part. All you have to do is the fun part, the cooking and the eating, the fun. You'll enjoy delicious meals like seared steaks with lemon parmesan, kale, and roasted potatoes. Oh, my God. Or seared salmon and lemon labneh?
I think it's labneh. It's grain. It's a grain.
With fricka.
That I don't know.
And blecka. I'm trying to think. It's seared salmon and lemon labneh,
right?
With frika, zucchini, and dates. All I know
sounds so good.
I learn about cooking, and I will find out about this ingredient when my wife makes this because it's so delicious. Incredible ingredients and 12 new chef design recipes every week. Blue Apron lets you see what the power of food can do. Blue Apron is the leading meal kit delivery service in the U.S. and for good reason, ladies and gentlemen. It's fantastic. They are delicious. Carla loves to cook, and I love to eat it. Blue Apron is my favorite. They deliver fresh, pre-proportioned ingredients and step-by-step recipes right to your door. The menu changes every week based on what's in season and is designed by Blue Apron's in-house culinary team. Plus, Blue Apron sends only non-GMO ingredients and meat with no added hormones. Blue Apron is treating our listeners to $30 off their first order if you visit blueapron.com/TMOS. So check out this week's menu. And get your $30 off at blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook it.
News.
Boo. Hold on, people. Night Court's Harry Anderson.
Yeah.
was unfortunately found dead in his home in a beautiful part of the world, Asheville, North Carolina. The golfers come out of that world. Yesterday morning it happened. He was 65. There's no word on a cause of death, but Harry's son told TMZ he died of natural causes. So I don't know what the deal is. Police said there were no signs of foul play. Harry was a street hustler, kind of one of those magician kind of guys, before he turned to comedy. His guest appearances on Cheers, where he played con man Harry the Hat Gitz, led to his starring role on Night Court, which ran from all the way from 1984 to 1992, almost a decade on.
Cushy time slot. It was always the anchor of that Thursday night on NBC, so it was always did well.
Safe home to Harry.
You know what he was great in? And I'd forgotten this. He was in the original TV movie of It. He was one of the grown-up kids in It. He did a great job.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's a good guy. I liked him.
As the second anniversary of Prince's death approaches, his heirs, I didn't know this, have yet to collect a dollar of his estimated $200 million estate. The long saga to settle the estate provides a tale about dying and not leaving a will. It's a total cluster F. Here's a look at where things stand. Even though it's been nearly 2 years since Prince died, the executor of the estate, Comerica Bank and Trust, they can't split the money among his surviving siblings. There's six of them. Until the Internal Revenue Service and executor agree on the estate's value when Prince died. It's not clear when that might happen. The IRS and state of Minnesota are entitled to collect about half, though the estate...
Really?
They get you even when you're dead. They can get about half, though the estate can stretch out the payments over time. Court filings several months after Prince's death suggested that it was worth around $200 million before taxes. The actual value remains one of the biggest secrets in the case. And, they're still wrangling with it. And who knows when it's going
to
be.
Lesson to be learned. Make a will. I mean, God, that's it's bad enough when you die. Don't make them have to go through all that.
Pay taxes twice.
Oatmeal is great for breakfast unless you're talking about instant oatmeal, which tends to have a lot of added sugar and salt. And it's more processed, so you don't get as much fiber, according to the website Eat This, Not That. It's actually one of the worst breakfasts if you're trying to lose weight. Here are six more.
All right.
Sugary cereal. Even the ones that look healthy can have a lot of sugar, like a bowl of Cracklin' Oat Bran, 15 grams of sugar compared to 11 grams in Frosted Flakes. So beware of the allegedly healthy waffles with syrup. That basically is self-explanatory. A glass of orange juice. It's basically straight sugar. And most brands are processed at a really high temperature, which kills a lot of the nutrients.
So, pasteurization.
Yeah. A bagel with cream cheese. The cream cheese is loaded with saturated fat. One regular bagel, we were talking about it before, is like eating four pieces of bread. So a better choice is half of a whole wheat bagel with avocado instead of cream cheese. And I'm a fat guy. Avocado as a substitute, nothing like avocado. I think it works really well.
Yeah, but what's really good is a full white bagel with avocado and cream cheese.
Okay, thank you, Rob. Pop-Tarts, number five. They're basically just sugar. Do you have any Pop-Tarts in your house now?
No, not right now.
Okay.
Have in
you
the
don't
past.
Like, so you don't like them?
I don't like Pop-Tarts.
Didn't think so. So they might. I just like to check.
He's got a refined palate. He's not going to get Pop-Tarts.
That's right.
Pop-Tarts. They might give you a jolt of energy, but then you'll crash and be hungry again because all the sugar. And number six, flavored yogurt. Plain yogurt with some fruit in it is a good choice, but just like instant oatmeal, other kinds of yogurt tend to have a lot of added sugar. So beware of that. There you go. There's your health.
Wow. I thought yogurt would be a good choice.
I didn't know oatmeal was so bad for you.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, no, instant is bad for you.
I mean, that's all I have.
Yeah, get steel-cut oats.
You have instant?
Yeah.
You get the same thing if you buy, like, the big thing of whole oats, put it in the microwave,
Who's
it works the same way.
Who's got the time?
Yeah, if you were to microwave
your instant oatmeal. No, you don't. You just boil water. It's the same amount of time.
Mike,
it's
if he were to cook oatmeal, he might be late for work.
Yeah, you know what? Let's not push it.
New psychology research investigated whether accepting sex reluctantly or rejecting sex kindly is better for maintaining a romantic relationship. The findings which appear in the Journal of Social and Personal Relationships. I'm the editor for that.
Yes, exactly. I saw you in the masthead.
They suggest that declining your partner's sexual advances won't harm your relationship if you do it in a positive way. In two surveys of 642 adults, the researchers found that people indicated They would rather have their partner reject their sexual advances in a reassuring way than have their partner accept their advances only to avoid relationship troubles.
Carrie always declines in a very positive way. She says, I'm positive. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have sex with you.
Yes. Carla will indicate to me, you really think I want to be climbed on by that tonight? reassuring rejections consisted of a partner stating they love you and are attracted to you and offer to make it up to you in the future. But so gentle rejecting is better than under duress saying, oh, I might as well get it over with.
The tears. I'm kidding. That's me crying.
All right, stop it. And now a little something.
Woo,
something.
I dodged that one.
A St. Petersburg, Florida man said I get exasperated sometimes with the Florida stories. This is just classic. This is Florida on so many levels. A St. Petersburg man said the letter O from a Hooters sign blew off the wall and landed on his foot, leaving him with injuries. But video of the incident tells another story. Shocker.
Oh, there was a camera.
Yeah. According to an affidavit, John Bradley Kane, he's 55.
Yeah, he is.
The greatest generation. He was arrested for insurance fraud Friday after deputies said he lied to investigators about an incident outside the Hooters restaurant in Madeira Beach, Florida.
That's the best one.
In November, he retained an attorney to file an insurance claim against Hooters. According to the manager, Kane and some friends entered the store with the fallen sign and asked for food and drinks in exchange for the stolen O. When employees did not cave to their demands, they left the store with the sign. The manager showed detective surveillance video that shows the sign fall onto the sidewalk without hitting anyone. The O remained in the same spot until a man identified as John Bradley Kane picked it up and moved it to the rear door of the restaurant. He walked away, then returned a short time later to steal it. The manager said the man in the video was the same man who tried to trade the sign for food and drinks. After it was determined he lied about the incident, detectives arrested Kane for insurance fraud less than $20,000. He was booked into the Pinellas County Jail, a lovely jail.
Yeah, it's a nice one.
Palm trees outside.
Really?
And he was released on $5,000 by Florida. We're too stupid to eat wings and look at Thank you. Sorry. That one just frustrated me.
Thank you, Mike.
John Bradley Kane.
Hey!
I'm going to get a payday now.
I can get back up to the village.
Anyway, that's
see
it.
That O? Get it.
Yeah.
Get
go
it.
Go on, dig it. I'm going to call my attorney.
Meanwhile, John, everyone else say, look, there's a new restaurant called Hotter's.
Yeah, Hotter's. they'd be in St. Petersburg if they were going to have one. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with the audio vault. Rob Spiewak right here. I don't know why that exasperated me, but it did. We'll be right back.
Four Network Sports Update. Brought to you by Dan the Fan Man and the Michael Marabona Show. In feetball, Kirk Cousins signed a 3-year contract with the Minnesota Twins. He will likely be the starting point guard come next season. In hockey, Alex Ovechkin did a really cool-looking thing and scored a goal. I'm not sure who won because I forgot to write down the score. In baseball, the guy with the long hair and the beard hit a home run in the 8th inning, securing a 2-1 victory over the Sacramento Kings. This update brought to you by the Michael Marabona Show. It's an extra hour of uncensored hilarity, and it makes the other 5 shows possible. Sign up today at MichaelMaraShow.com with updates at 11 and 41 past the hour from the More Network Sports Desk. I'm Ronnie Mermelstein.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Rubric. Welcome back to the Michael Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. We have that policy, new policy with Amazon. Oscar was imploring you yesterday.
Yes.
We're imploring you again now. It's important to ensure that we get credit for Amazon purchases. Make sure that you click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. It's right there for all to see. And that's the way we need you to do it. Super easy. It'll guarantee we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking. What's today's Amazon purchase of the day?
This is great. Springtime grill time. Everyone's getting back out on the deck and cooking outside, right? And I put a few new parts on my grill, and I needed a new grill cover, so I went to the Weber website.
Oh, yeah.
They wanted $70 for a grill cover.
What, for a piece of plastic?
Exactly, and two strips of Velcro. So I go to Amazon. There's a brand called Grillman. They will sell you one for $26.99. And it has a lifetime guarantee. It will be the last grill cover you ever buy. If it ever goes bad, cracks, fades, write them. They'll replace it. $26.99 for the last grill cover you'll ever buy.
What's the brand name again? I want to hear that.
It's Grillman. And it fits
the Grillman grill cover.
And it fits Weber, Brinkman, Charbroil, all the brands.
Awesome. Get the Grillman grill cover and more at the top of MikeOMaraShow.com. Get clicking, people. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Tax Day, April 17th this year. Here's Rob Spiewak.
We were talking about sports in that last tape, the O'Mara Show sports update.
Yes.
Great highlight. Did you see Bryce Harper yesterday?
No.
Hit a home run off a broken bat. And not only
cool.
And not only did the bat break, it broke down near his hand, so he didn't even hit the ball in the sweet spot. He broke the bat like two-thirds of the way down, and still it was out into the stands.
Lobatone setting up inside. The barrel of the bat flew all the way to the screen, and look at this! See you later on a broken bat!
That's strong, man. That is so strong.
The bat hit the screen behind the bat boy, and Bryce Harper hits it out of the yard.
Mike, you need to see the clip because it almost looks like a special effect.
So, yeah,
it disappears.
So the barrel of the bat went backwards?
Yeah, and it broke like just above his hands, and it still went out into the stands.
And that's incredible.
It looked like CGI.
Yeah, all of a sudden the bat was gone. Like there was a flaw with the film. It was nutty.
Oh, I'm going to check that out. That's fantastic.
All right, are you familiar with singing artist Rachel Platten?
Oh, no.
No, she does a song called Fight Song. You'll know this song, Oscar.
Like a small boat on the
ocean. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right. This is, look, I've done this. I've performed this in front of a stadium full of people. It's not, it is a stress-inducing endeavor. And the only thing that, and I've told people this, the only thing that causes the stress is you don't want to forget the lyrics.
You sort of psych yourself out, right?
Yeah, but usually you meander to the difficult part of the song. You can usually
get the first line, right?
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light. Everybody knows that part because it's the front. Ms. Platten at this soccer game where she's singing the national anthem with a lot of people there.
Yeah, big deal.
Didn't have the same.
No, and I think my favorite part of this, it's always funny when they forget the lyrics, but my favorite part is the crowd participation. Here's Rachel Platten at a soccer game. Meanwhile, Marge shot in the audience. Dawn's early light. Yeah, you gotta sing it. Dawn's early light.
Come over for moose soup later.
To be fair, she got it on the third time through, and she did a great job. But third time's the charm, as they always say.
When the crowd turns on you, that is not fun.
Dawn's early light, Rachel. That's how it goes.
Rachel Platten.
All right, so you're in a car with your husband. You're a relatively young couple.
Yeah.
And you see off the passenger side a tornado. Classic, like Wizard of Oz looking tornado.
Okay.
And instead of turning around, you decide you think you can drive past it. You can't. Your car is going to be flipped, and you might wonder what that would sound like. Ah!
Okay.
Wonder no longer. I will say in advance, no one was seriously injured, but the tornado did flip their car.
Oh my God. Holy Brandon, speed up! Get out of here! Oh my God, babe, it's right on top of us. Brandon, I'm real scared!
Amanda, calm the down!
You ain't good. My God. You're going to have a place for me for my sins! Brandon, we're going to die. I love you! I love you!
Wow.
The neatest thing about that.
My God.
Is that low compelling tone, the low tone of the tornado. Mm-hmm. Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah. Here's the thing. What was the guy thinking? Was he just being an idiot?
He thought he could outrun it. And you know what? I don't want to sound stupid myself, but I don't know what I would do in that situation.
Yeah, but first, you pull over and let her out.
Because she
wasn't making the situation better.
Speed up.
I'm trying.
I'm not sure you want her on the roadside as the tornado is coming by.
You get by and the girl's like, honey, just get out.
But it is.
It's like, look, this is. Someone has a plan for you. You're not part of it. I'm running. You gotta either help or get out.
Yeah, I suppose you're right, Oscar.
Oscar doesn't like the wine.
No, he doesn't. Yeah,
that's an interesting perspective.
Please do focus on the underlying.
Get him into a therapist's office.
He doesn't like it either. He tells her to pipe down.
If he walked into a therapist's office, he'd burst into flames like if Satan walked into a church. But listen to the low tone of the tornado. It's really pretty cool.
Oh, my God. Here. Oh my God, babe, it's right on top of us. Brandon, I'm real scared.
Oh, she says I love you, Oscar.
She says, I love you, though. We're going to die. I love
say
you.
Sorry
that's
it. All
Do you know
the
what? Yes. Let me tell you, that's plane crash crap. That's, I'm going to die. I want to say I love you. That
Doc is
cheap. Well, she also screamed,
Doc is chief, you're a monster.
She also
monster,
screamed, forgive me for my sins. I mean, she thought she was done.
That's spectacular.
And then the first person to approach them after they were found, they said, are you a good witch or a bad witch? That's your magic audio vault, folks. Have a good Tuesday, everybody.
That is a strong audio vault today. Good Lord. That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode. Let's spend the rest of the afternoon just listening to that audio. Be sure and get our TMOS up and unlock the Mike O'Mara Show 24 hours a day. Send your messages for a Tuesday mailbag. We had a good one today. To Rob with the extra B, MikeO'MaraShow.com. All regular mail. TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Each day, on average, 96 Americans killed by guns. Visit every town for gun safety to find out how we can end gun violence in America. Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for the best part of your day. Talk is cheap.
That's right.
The Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Forgive me for my sins.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.